We continue our study of the laws of Hanukkah. As we discussed in the previous halakha, we analyzed some of the laws surrounding lighting the menorah in the Beit Knesset. Our question today is there a minimum amount of people that you have to have in the Beit Knesset in order to light the menorah? So the halakha really says that minimally, you need to have at least 10 people in the Beit Knesset. But our question really is as follows. Let's say you know that 10 people are going to end up in the Beit Knesset, but at the time that you're lighting, you don't have 10, which is a common case that happens when you light the menorah on Friday afternoon in the Beit Knesset. Friday afternoon, everybody's rushing to come to Beit Knesset. Now you have to light the menorah on time, because if you don't light on time, Chas v'Shalom, it could be Chilul Shabbat, so you have to light it. And let's say there's only 6 people there. But you know that in 10 more minutes, by the time the prayers continue, 4 more people will be there, at least, and there'll be minyan. Can one light with berachot at that time on the knowledge that a minyan is going to come? So the Magen Avraham has this question, and the Magen Avraham clearly writes that in Erev Shabbat Samuk LaHashecha, before the minyan comes to the Beit Knesset, so long as you are anticipating a minyan to show up, you can light the menorah and you make the berachot. And that's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion as well in the Biur Halakha at the end of Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph. So therefore you do light the menorah in such a case on the anticipation. The question is now, can you mitzaref ladies? For example, let's say you have a 10 people, you have 6 men and 4 ladies happen to be in the Beit Knesset as well in the ladies section. Can you rely on the ladies to mashlim a minyan? Obviously not for arbit, but the lighting of the menorah. So over here, we have the opinion of the Moruk Si'ah, where he says clearly it is permissible to include ladies. And the logic being that the whole lighting of the Beit Knesset menorah is a persumanes. So ladies are also included in this mitzvah of persumanes, and that's the way the Ben Ish Chai came out in his She'elot Utshuvot Rav Pa'alim Chelek Bet, Siman Samech Bet. Furthermore, Hakam Avadya brings down, you can even include Ketanim Shegi Al Hinuch, which means, let's say you have an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, right? And you have 9 men and this 9-year-old. Even though he's not Bar Mitzvah, he's still in the category of Pirsuma Nes, and therefore you can count them as well as part of the Minyan. The question is, let's say now you have 10 people in the Beit Knesset, but 3 or 4 of them already prayed in the Beit Knesset somewhere else. And already they heard the Berachot in the Beit Knesset somewhere else. They just happen to be now in this Minyan. You want to mitzaref them to the Minyan. So Hakam Avadya says, so long as you have 6 that did not light yet in the Beit Knesset, even though the other 4 did, so long as it's 6 to 4, you're okay. Less than that, not so. The last question we have is as follows, which is going to be a question that's going to happen on Erev Shabbat. Erev Shabbat, we come to the synagogue, and as we said, we light the menorah. The one that's lighting the menorah already lit the menorah at home, as well as everybody else. So there's really nobody in the synagogue, at least on Erev Shabbat, that's going home to light afterwards. Going home, it's already Shabbat. So the she'ela is asked, which berachot are made during the lighting of the Beit Knesset's menorah on Erev Shabbat, where everybody lit already? We're not asking this during the week, because during the week, you're lighting the Beit Knesset first, and everybody goes home to light. So it's clear that you're going to make all the berachot. However, Hakam Avadya holds that on Erev Shabbat, you only make the berachav dadik ner Hanukkah. You do not make Sha'asa Nisim Avotenu, and you do not make, if it was the first night, you would not make Shehayanu, because in this case over here, there's nobody that did not light yet. Everybody lit beforehand. And that's what he says in Chazon Avadya, page Nun Vav, where he says the only beracha is Sha'asa Nisim, this is Ladik Ner Hanukkah, and that's the opinion as well of the Ben Ish Chai.